This course will teach you the basics of what you need to know about the world of psychiatry. There are several sections in this course that are dedicated to the subject of psychiatry. After each section, there will be key takeaways which help you remember the most important features of the section. There will be a short quiz after each section and a final exam at the end of the course, which will test you on the subjects you learn in the course. Psychiatry is the study of mental disorders and their treatment. In this course, you will learn about the various kinds of psychiatric disorder. You will learn about how psychiatrists diagnose mental disorders and cognitive disorders by doing a mental status examination or a mini mental status examination. You will also learn about the various kinds of mental disorders. You will hear information about depressive disorders, such as dysthymia, major depressive disorder, bipolar disorder, seasonal affective disorder, and premenstrual dysphoric disorder. These are mood disorders that influence individuals' thoughts, behaviors, and affect. Psychotic disorders will also be discussed. These are disorders in which the patient has a break with reality. The various psychotic disorders include delirium, which is a short period of psychosis caused by a physical illness, acute psychosis, schizophrenia, and postpartum psychosis. Anxiety disorders are covered in this course. The various anxiety disorders include generalized anxiety disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, panic disorder, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and social phobia. These cause patients to suffer from extreme fear that interferes with their activities of daily living. Many people with anxiety disorders require psychotherapy and medications to control their symptoms. This course also covers substance abuse disorders. This includes tobacco abuse, alcohol abuse, amphetamine abuse, hallucinogen abuse, benzodiazepine abuse, and inhalant abuse. Most drugs of abuse are highly addictive and have physical dependence and tolerance to the drug. Some drugs of abuse are not addictive physically, but have psychological dependence. By definition, substance abuse disorders have a negative impact on the individual's life and activities of daily living. Eating disorders are also discussed in this course. There are three main eating disorders, such as binge eating disorder, anorexia nervosa, and bulimia. All involve problems with eating, but manifest themselves in very different ways. Personality disorders are an aspect of this course. They involve pervasive ways of thinking and behaving that originate in childhood experiences and possibly have genetic origins. There are many types of personality disorders that interfere with activities of daily living. Because they are ingrained in the individual's personality, they are notoriously difficult to treat. Psychotherapy can temper some of the symptoms, but cannot cure the disorder. You will also learn about the various drugs used to treat psychiatric disorders. There are antidepressant drugs, antipsychotic drugs, stimulant drugs, and drugs for the treatment of anxiety and sleep, such as benzodiazepines and barbiturates. Suicide is also discussed in this course. Suicide is the intentional ending of one's own life. There are many risk factors for suicide, including having a previous history of attempted suicide, mental illnesses, poverty, and substance abuse. There are different types of suicide, including rational suicide, altruistic suicide, mass suicide, and murder suicide. The course also covers issues of grief. Grief stems from having a real or perceived loss, such as the death of a loved one, the loss of a job, or the death of a pet. People grieve differently, but often go through various stages of loss, such as denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. At the end of this course, you will understand the basics of psychiatric disorders and their treatment. They all have different symptoms and treatments, but share issues related to having an impact on the patient's life and those around them. Hopefully, you will come to a greater understanding of psychiatric disorders and will be able to recognize them in a clinical setting.